You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back on Freed on Business. We've got Mark Ains. He is my salesman, my guy who's my market leader, the dude who tells me and teaches me CoStar. You should let him do the same for you. You go, why? This is the part where I say it's usually all about you. But the reason is because real estate is really about information arbitrage. That's going to be the hashtag we're going to use on this segment. And it's information arbitrage because if you know something the other person doesn't or you know it first, well, you're probably making money. And Mark, welcome back for this segment. Tell me what your favorite story is about somebody that made money in a creative way using CoStar. Gave it a real long out because I wanted you to think about that.
It really wound him up.
Yeah, I know. I see the brain moving. You know, you see his eyes twitching, his eyes rolled up in the back of his head. He's got to have an answer at some point.
I could tell you this, as a statistic goes, 83% of all commercial real estate transactions that took place in 2016 involved a CoStar user.
Well, I think that's a pretty good endorsement. So we were talking how Adam uses your program. He's used it 3 or 4 times just today. Adam, what's your favorite story about CoStar?
You know what? Just the ability to find stuff. I mean, it's really, really heavy duty, your ability to search, especially if you're looking for people that try to hide, you know?
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, the owners that try to hide, you can't quite find them, can't lay your hands
on
them.
They're always using the registered agent that's in, like, Ottawa.
Yeah, or right. Yeah, Nevada Corporation with a registered agent in Delaware.
That's the guy that's voting in 4 states.
Yeah.
We don't do politics on this show, though.
Yeah, I noticed. No, but you know what? It's something that, you know, if you're going to be in this business, like you said, it's about information arbitrage.
Right.
Where else are you going to get it?
Used to go to the courthouse. I remember standing at the courthouse being the first guy in line when they would release the new foreclosures every morning. Oh, that's a great question. Do you guys have foreclosure information if somebody's going back to the bank?
We will track it if we can get it. Yes.
Okay, so the researcher on the property, that's one of his responsibilities, is to know the ownership situation?
Yeah, of course.
Listen to me. I'm giving the guys extra work.
But we pierce that corporate veil. Any recorded entity will have under it a true ownership data bit.
That's incredibly
useful.
If it's
not there, again, you have access to
somebody who knows
how to do it. A trained professional, over 1,600 of them full-time, 31 of them here in Florida.
Wow, so that's great.
And growing.
That's great. So maybe these are some of the jobs that the kids at UF can graduate and you can hire them into your research department.
Of course.
Oh, well, you got to come
up to UF. Always looking for good people.
Can you come to UF to come to our conference?
We'd love to have you
up there. Okay, we've got the thing. We'll talk off air. AVR, you come too. It's a great place. It's all my friends from UF, all the big investors. They come from all over the state.
Nice.
Lots of people from outside the country. We're having Gerald Hines in this year. It'll be pretty cool, and it's actually a great place, a bunch of thought leaders. Here's a plug for the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. If you want to go to the conference, just Google Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. It's a great conference. You'll see some great people there. Now back to our show.
Nice plug.
Thank you. Well, I'm good at that. I think I'm one of the better self-promoters out there.
You do a fine job.
All right,
you
but it's good. Job. It's really, though, it is based on me helping everybody that's listening. I'm hoping that the people here today that are listening are going to watch us on our podcast afterwards or the Facebook Live thing are really going to have some good things that really do help them improve what's going on. And then we're going to talk about the CCIMs and the impact that had on your business after the turn of the hour.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I know you're a big proponent of that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
CoStar does a lot of things with people like the CCIMs. You have relationships with some of these big organizations? Just the individual users?
Yeah, we're pretty much our client base, company base.
What's a coming attraction?
Coming attraction. Well, we have LoopNet.
Wait a minute.
CoStar,
I thought I'm talking to CoStar. Now I'm talking to LoopNet.
So we've owned LoopNet for about 5 years now.
Oh, I love the LoopNet. I was one of the original guys on. That's how I found all those strip centers I bought back in the 90s.
Well, if you recall, we, the CCIMs, actually helped them get their start. When they first landed,
shoot, bro,
in Florida,
you gotta save something for. Okay, go ahead.
Jeez. You want me to talk or not?
Go ahead.
When they landed here, they came to us for our data, all our sales and all our comps and everything.
Okay.
CoStar or LoopNet?
LoopNet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, LoopNet.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on the state technology chair
back
then.
Pre CoStar ownership.
Yeah, way pre.
Mark, you got to talk into the mic.
I'm talking to him.
No, it's okay. Everybody usually does. He dominates the room whenever he walks in.
It was back when Jim and I were kids and, you know, new in the business.
That's right.
Still fresh.
I was, fuzzy-faced is what I'd call it, right?
I was fuzzy-headed.
Not cynical.
You had hair.
I had hair.
Okay.
That's all right. He probably still does. Well, he has it on his face. So, CoStar with the LoopNet, what other affiliated companies do you guys have?
So we have, we've actually owned the Apartments.com marketing network.
Wow.
We purchased the ILSs that are now the number one in the industry.
Okay.
We provide marketing to all the multifamily communities out there.
So it sounds to me like you're a broad platform for service providing for the apartment industry and for the other industries too.
Yes.
Now, let's say somebody's just getting started in the business. They've got a mentor like Adam, but they want to learn stuff on their own. How user-friendly is CoStar? Isn't that a good question?
I thought it was a good one. Nice softball.
I come right off the top of my head. I got no notes.
It is extremely user-friendly. It's pointing and clicking your mouse. It's
millennial friendly. I never use that word. I hate that word. Is it old man friendly?
For you, it's dinosaur friendly.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Can I use CoStar to make money? Can you help me find my properties?
Yes. We could show just about anyone with any intellect, any level of intellect.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say I want to search by owner. No. Let's say I want to search by owner through the United States. Is that possible?
Yes. Boom. Absolutely.
Now, that's where I go, boom. I drop it on the mic. Boom. That's great. No, yes. It's good because when you're calling on somebody, you know, they have their like national map or whatever. But if you're calling an entrepreneur, being able to know what the entrepreneur's invested in really can go a long way because it's part of getting to know somebody. And in real estate, I wouldn't consider that stalking. In fact, if he called me and I thought you were stalking me, go, no, I just found out on CoStar.
Well, what's amazing is you can actually look in and analyze trends that are happening. And figure out where are the most vacancies in the country, if you'd like, or you can isolate it to a geography that you are located, like in South Florida, for instance. You want to see where all the acquisitions are happening, at what rate.
You could tell them where it's hot and where it's not.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to leave it at that because we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to do some traffic. We're going to come back. Adam's going to be driving the train then. And we're going to talk about how you can become a commercial broker if you're a residential broker, how you can be a better residential or commercial broker, how CCIM helped him build his career. He's the former president of the Broward chapter. And we're going to still have Mark. Can you stick around and absorb some of his time now?
Of course.
That's awesome. So stick with us. We're going to tell you how to make good money in real estate in a creative way using #informationarbitrage. Back after this.